Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, about to bring you an interview with the Apostolic Nuncio to Germany, Archbishop Jean-Claude Perisset. Archbishop Jean-Claude Perisset, your Apostolic Nuncio to Berlin. An interesting city right now, as you're going to act host to Benedict XVI on his first state visit to his homeland. This must be an emotional moment for you.
For me, it's an important moment, like for every ambassador, when the head of state is visiting the country where he is accredited. And especially as the Pope comes from Germany, and he comes in his own country in a state visit, this is very important both for himself and for Germany, because the Pope knows the history of Germany, he knows the situation, especially in our days, and he is very aware of his mission to bring Christian values to our society. And therefore, I believe that the visit of Pope Benedict XVI now is a great gift from God to not only to the Church of Germany, but to the people of Germany, because he is received in a state visit and the whole country is interested to receive the Pope.
You mentioned this is a visit to the people of Germany. What are the highlights of this visit, in your opinion? Clearly, the keynote address at the Reichstag to address the Bundestag, the federal parliament, is perhaps the most mediatic moment, isn't it?
Every manifestation is important in its own value. And for the people of Germany, certainly, is the speech of the Holy Father to the Bundestag very important, so much so because on the front of the Bundestag itself, everyone may read it, Dem Deutschen Volk, to the German people, because the deputies represented the whole society. And what the Pope has to say is not limited to the deputies and senators. It's over them, addressed to the whole society in Germany. And this is for me very important. But every other meeting, especially the great celebration in Olympia Stadium in Berlin, in Erfurt, in Freiburg, the meeting with the Evangelical Church in Erfurt, in the convent of St. Augustine, where Luther was a monk, every meeting is important in its own signification. So therefore, I would say we will stay during this visit with many high peaks, like in the Alps, where the Pope himself will stay at the level he needs to bring his message as the head of the Catholic Church, responsible for the spreading the gospel, the good news of salvation in Christ to everyone at his every place.
You touched there on the theme of this journey, which is a hopeful one. It's strength and force for new evangelization. So looking to the future, actually, indicating an openness to dialogue with people of all faiths and cultures. Would you agree that it provides a leitmotiv to this four-day whirlwind visit, which takes him to three different cities?
We must only consider other visits of the Pope, and already before from Paul VI and John Paul II, they always bring values which are necessary for the future. And the theme of the visit of Pope Benedict to Germany, where God is, there is future, is a quotation of his homily in Mariazell in Austria 4 years ago. And I believe this is what the society needs, especially now when we have not only economical and financial crisis, we have difficulties with ecology. Many people don't see any future in their own life. So therefore, if we go ahead with God values, we are sure that we have a future. And for me, this is the main point, and it's like red line on all the visit of the Pope. We will be strengthened in our social and Christian values so that we may hope that here on earth we will really enjoy a better life if we abide by Christ's teaching.
I'd like to mention that this journey comes at a historical moment. It comes 21 years since the reunification process. Has this impacted at an ecclesial level?
Yes, and this is why the Pope, starting in Berlin, which was divided up to the end of 89, and after he goes to Erfurt, which belonged to the DDR, so, and after to Freiburg in the down the southwest, it means the visit itself is a sign of unity of Germany. And we must also remember that Professor Ratzinger came to Erfurt for some special lectures to the seminarians at that time, because he took also care of young seminarists who were preparing themselves in such difficult conditions. And it was not easy to organize such a trip. So let us believe that for the Pope is like sign that history has future when we have patience and when we live with God's help in our everyday life. And the history proves that where God is, there is future.
How do you think it will impact on Catholics in Germany in the long term?
Not only on Catholic in Germany, on Catholic of the whole world, and the whole society in Germany. We must never limit what means the ministry of the Pope to strengthen his brothers and sisters in faith, because this is the responsibility entrusted by Christ to Peter and to the apostles. Therefore, I am very confident that we will be not only with a new impulse, but we will be strengthened in our faith. Where we stay on the rock of faith, we will certainly develop a better life in our faith and in what we have to do as Christians in the society. And this is straight in line with the new evangelization of whom Pope Benedict, after Pope John Paul II, is a great promoter.
You mentioned Pope John Paul II there, now blessed. Benedict follows in the footsteps of a pope from Eastern Europe who didn't have an easy time as Roman pontiff on his visit to Germany. In your opinion, does the fact that our current pope is a son of the nation impact on the image of a Roman pontiff in Germany?
Yes, certainly, because he belongs to the German society from Bayern. And here he was professor in different places in all over Germany. And he left already a profound impression on theologians and youngsters who came to listen his lectures, and not only for students of theology. And therefore, I believe when he comes now for the whole of Germany as the Supreme Pontiff, he will have a great impact to renew all that, and many people will read again some works, some books, some sermons he had given, and maybe they still had on the shelves in their own library. This is something for the today's life, an impact of which we cannot measure now exactly the implication.
Tell me a little bit about the Catholic Church in Germany. The numbers seem to be dwindling in a big way. Could you identify some of the reasons for this?
Not only in Germany, unfortunately, everywhere. And what is this? I used to say it's like the cancer, which is much more dangerous as it's the consumismus of today's life. Much more dangerous than the communismus, because communismus, we could identify itself and react. With consumismus, we let us ourselves be attacked, and when we notice, it's too late. And I believe not only the society in Germany, certainly the diminution of members who accept to recognize themselves as members of the church has diminished because of some decision be in Rome and of some facts being in Germany, and not only in Germany, with sexual abuse of children in institutions of the church. But the reaction of the authorities, religious authorities in Germany, proves that we don't lose hope that we may reestablish a strong and firm position of the church within the German society.
To end on a positive note, what would you identify as the strengths of the church in Germany? I heard there's a strong and organized laity there.
For me, the strength of the church in Germany is the conviction that the church has a great history and that the actual generations is the receiver of this tradition. And I see this especially as a nuncio when I am invited to celebrate events where down this to 1,000 years ago, every local community wants to remember that. And as the society is organized with participation and collaborations of lay people, I believe the strength is great. When we think that the Catholic Church has 500,000 of employees in church facilities, especially education and health services, this is a great sign. And there are a lot of other organizations, like, for instance, the Schützenverein for this is a sport event, and they want at parochial level to be together and they celebrate the patronal fest and so on, and this make a great participation of people everywhere. The same, there are confraternities, there are also the Malteser service, like the Red Cross on
the Order of Malta.
Yeah, it's under the Order of Malta, but it's a special service of volunteers who come to be at service of others. All that means a lot of vitality in the church in Germany.
Thank you very much, Archbishop Perisset. Would you like to add anything?
I would like to add only one thing, that the visit of the Pope must be considered in itself, not only with what negative aspects coming from outside. They exist, but we must be confident that the Pope comes not alone. He's sent by Christ, and the Holy Spirit is always upon him and upon us.
My guest there was the Apostolic Nuncio to Germany, Archbishop Jean-Claude Perisset. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.